relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Dr. Fauci, give us vaccines. Help all the people who have been quarantined. We'll wear our masks and we'll have to stay distant. We'll wash our hands and we'll be more resistant. Fauci, yes? Promise us, please. We'll have a cure that can fight off this disease. Restrictions will lift with some ease. Dr. Fauci, don't forget me.
Only in New York, or maybe where I am today, in California. God bless you all. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the studios of 860 AM, The Answer in Fremont. Has he said it yet? Has Dr. Fauci made his big announcement? Will he say that masks are no longer necessary for those who are outside in the fresh air? And if he does, is it going to matter in places like California or even Michigan? Michigan has now said even toddlers, even two-year-olds, have to wear masks. And if you're medically exempted, you should wear a mask anyway. This comes from the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, somebody called Elizabeth Hertel, and her order comes just days after she arrived home from a spring break vacation to the Gulf Shores in Alabama. Another top Whitmer aide from the state, Trisha Foster, was found to have vacationed in Florida as well. It is the nature of the left. It is the hypocrisy. But is it enough to point it out? No, not in the slightest. And that's why we're here. We are here. Is Mr. G there? Jeff, are you with us?
I'm here.
I am impressed by today's, the news cycle today. It's extraordinary, isn't it? The stories you've sent me out here in California, we could spend 6 hours on these stories.
It is a very busy day. I was thinking that, too. And there's a lot of good sound, too, like that wonderful song at the started.
Wasn't that superb? And the way you labeled it, nerd sings song to Dr. Fauci. I love that on the cut sheet. It is an incredible day. Thank you, guys. You're so far away, but I am here with all the great team here at 8:60 a.m. The Answer, and we have some amazing guests. Our regulars, Conrad Black, Lord Black, John Solomon will be joining us, a former Trump official from the State Department who will comment on the fact that Kerry has done it again. Yes, he has given succor and aid to our enemies, the murderous mullahs in Iran, based upon the release of an audio tape. John Kerry provided information about Israel's activities, military activities, against the murderous mullahs to the foreign minister of Iran. He's been doing it since the Vietnam War. But will he be investigated? Will he face charges like General Flynn, who did nothing? Don't hold your breath. But here's a good story for you. Let me share with you my experiences today from the heart of a state that, well, is pushing back. Gavin Newsom is in. We have the report. The Secretary of State for California, Shirley Weber, has made this announcement. Shirley N. Weber has announced that the threshold for verified signatures for a recall of the governor reported by counties has been met for the recall of Governor Gavin Newsom. The valid signatures in the 10th report are 1,626,042, which exceeds the total of 1,495 signatures required. This triggers the next phase of the recall process, 30 business days in which voters may submit written requests to county registrars to remove their names from the recall petition. What is this, Monty Python? If they want to recall him and they sign the petition, why would they change their mind? Because they want to give an extra month because they're desperate here. He is in big trouble. But let me give you a report from the ground. So yesterday, I'm in a nice hotel with my wife, visiting our family, and we went downstairs for breakfast. Lovely historic hotel. And the restaurant is closed because of the governor, because of the county. And you can go to the bar and you can buy a cheese sandwich and a coffee. We bought one cheese sandwich, one coffee, one orange juice, and a little tub of granola. $37 later, I said, we're not doing breakfast here again. I don't care whether the atmosphere, the ambiance is nice. I'm not spending $37 on a cup of coffee and a sandwich and some oatmeal. So this morning, we leave our hotel, done a bit of research, and we walk down the crazy up and down hills of San Francisco. We go a few blocks, maybe five blocks. We find a little modest cafe. Not a lot cheaper, because, hey, it's San Francisco, but at least it's not absolute daylight robbery. We sit there, get our coffee. I got a nice ham and cheese croissant, little grapefruit juice. I love my grapefruit juice. As we're sitting there and talking with my wife, four very manly men walk in their uniforms, carrying their big yellow radios, which of course means they're what? They're the fire department. And they put their masks on outside. They don't wear masks outside because they're not crazies. They're not snowflakes. They run into burning buildings to save their fellow humans. And they order their coffees, and I see them and I look over at them, and, you know, I have that little sense of admiration for who these people are. And I'd just seen a vehicle outside with a Support the Blue sticker, and I took a photograph. I thought, in the heart of California, heart of San Francisco, a Back the Blue bumper sticker. Wow, that's impressive. And then I think nothing of it, and I go back to drinking my grapefruit juice. 5 minutes later, one of them, who's taken his mask off, comes back in. He says, "Are you Sebastian Gorka?" And I stand up and I say, "Yes, yes," and I shake his hand. He said, "I thought that's who you were. Will you come outside? Will you meet the guys?" And outside, standing on this almost perpendicular on the hill, is the shiniest fire engine, the fire truck you have ever seen. It was sparkling in the California sun. And I walk up to the sergeant who's waiting there, the driver and the two other firemen. And they just say to me the following words. Thank you for doing what you do and for fighting the good fight. And I said, are you kidding me? You're the ones on the front line. They're in a fire station. I'm not going to mention the name, but it tenders to the Tenderloin District, the most active firehouse in America. And they say to me the following words. There are more conservatives, even here in the heart of San Francisco, people who are born here, than you will ever know. Keep doing what you do. That, my friends, is why we are here. Because of people like them. Not me. The idea that they wanted a photograph with me in front of the fire tender is irrelevant. It's them. They are America. You are America. And if they haven't given up, then we are not allowed to give up. In the heart of one of the most staunchly socialist states in America, risking their lives every single day. God bless you, Sergeant. God bless you, Jason, Eric, the rest of the guys. You give us hope. You give us strength. And you rekindle in us the spirit to fight and to never, ever give up. It's people like you that built this nation. And that's why we will fight, 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 and never give up. Now let's return to a nicer version of the original song. Without Dr. Fauci, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
I'm so alone.
Bum, 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 bum.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam.
The fact is, the internet never forgets. There has never been a more important time to protect your internet activity, and that's why I urge you to get ExpressVPN. Everything you search for, watch, or click online can be tracked by big tech companies. They can then match your activity to your true identity using your device's unique IP address. When I switch on ExpressVPN with my computer or phone, my IP address is masked by a secure VPN server, which makes it harder for websites to identify me. The ExpressVPN app also encrypts my network data to protect my sensitive information from being compromised. Plus, you can use ExpressVPN on up to 5 devices simultaneously, so multiple users on your network can stay safe with a single subscription. What I like most is how easy it is to use. It just takes one click to protect all your devices. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by CNET and Wired. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies. Go with the VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to get 3 months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/GORKA right now to learn more.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
All right, we are still on the road. We are in California. Once we're back in the swamp, we're going to show you the video, share with you the audio of our trip to Arizona with Sheriff Mark Lamb to see the smuggling, the incursions across Pinar County, and what his deputies are finding every single day. But we've got somebody who was at the strategic level of the issue, former acting director of ICE, the author of Defend the Border and Save Lives, Tom Homan. Welcome back to America First.
You're having me, Seth.
So Tom, we spent a day in Arizona, and we're 60 miles from the border, in a territory, in a county that abuts a reservation that crosses over into Mexico. And I have to share with you just the shock we had that we're driving in the patrol car, we stop, we walk off the highway for just a few minutes, and we're miles, miles from the border, but it's desert, and we found within minutes dozens, literally scores of carpet shoes to cover the tracks of the smugglers, backpacks, camouflage equipment. That is not on the border. That is 60 miles inland. Can you talk to our millions of listeners and viewers how the crisis on the southern border isn't just a function of what's happening on the border?
No, I mean, everybody's a good point, because everybody's talking about the family groups and the children coming across, you're talking about the overcrowded conditions. What I've said many times, and what you saw, is while the Border Patrol is tied up with all these family groups and these children, a lot of the border is unprotected. Border Patrol says right now 40 to 50% of the Border Patrol agents are no longer on the line. And I was down there, Sam. I was down in Rio Grande, and I went down the border about, I don't know, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was with the Border Patrol, and they arrested about 180 family units within 20 minutes. And so I see all the Border Patrol agents responding to the humanitarian crisis. And I asked them, okay, so now everybody's tied up this 180. Where's your nearest Border Patrol? I said, it was, you know, several miles down the line. So I said many times, this humanitarian crisis creates a national security crisis, because while the Border Patrol's tied up, that's when the bad people come in. That's when the cartels move the drugs, and the people that don't want to be caught, like the single adults who don't want to be caught because they know they won't be released right away. So what you saw with the carpet shoes, these are people who are trying to get by the Border Patrol. They're trying not to leave footprints or any sort of sign on the trail, and they're coming across. So I guarantee what you saw was the results of either drug smugglers or criminals or gang members or some adults that want to get in, claim they've been here for 2 years, so they qualify for amnesty. This isn't just a border problem. This is a national problem, because during the last family crisis in 19, when we had, in 18, remember what happened? Half the Border Patrol was no longer online, right? And what happened that year?
Right.
Over 60,000 Americans died from opioid overdoses, fentanyl, that came across the southern border. When the border is very vulnerable during these humanitarian crises, and that's where President Trump got it right. He says, okay, this is a humanitarian crisis, but it's also a national security crisis, because the border is open now and it's vulnerable, Border Patrol is tied up. I'm declaring a national emergency. I'm going to do the Remain in Mexico program. I'm going to do COVID for he did everything he did, thinking out of the box, and secured our border. Joe Biden is doing the complete opposite. This border is the less secure I've seen it in decades right now.
So can you explain the following? We're talking to Tom Homan, former acting director of ICEN, author of Defend the Border and Save Lives. So the deputies were telling me that they have to concentrate. They don't even waste time writing tickets for most of the infractions they witness. They've got to find people bringing in tens of thousands of fentanyl pills and so on. So explain to me this scenario, Tom. They stop a vehicle, and the vehicle is full. It is full of illegal aliens. And the driver is often somebody who's from Phoenix. They get $1,000 a head to pick up the people who've been crossed across the reservation into U.S. territory. And unless the driver of the vehicle, Tom, has an outstanding warrant, is on the lam for some felony, there's no charge they can charge them with for driving illegals around in America. How do we not solve that problem in the past?
Well, they turn them over to ICE. ICE can do an investigation, and they can charge them mainly smuggling. But here's the problem.
But that's ICE. Right.
If you call ICE can do an investigation. But here's the problem, which I ran into many times as an agent myself. That group, let's say he has a pickup truck and there's 12 people in the back. Those 12 people are being smuggled, and they're not going to testify against the driver or anybody in the smuggling organization. They're not going to give you a name, not going to give you any information, because they've been warned. If you work with the United States authorities to get any of us arrested, not only will you be in danger when you come back to your homeland, we're going to go after your family. So these smuggled aliens are scared to death to give up any information. I've been through this 1,000 times. Where you try to build a case, and that's why, and as you know, you do undercover operations. You sit on surveillance. You take pictures of who's delivering what to whom. So it's tough to prove alien smuggling. And look, this administration is not enforcing the immigration laws. Joe Biden, the Joe Biden administration has made it perfectly clear to ICE that we're not going to investigate immigration crimes. Look, they decapitated ICE. 90% of the people they arrested last year, the criminals, people are here illegally and also convicted of a criminal offense, are no longer on the table because they're not a high enough priority. It needs to be murder or rape. You know, assault is not serious enough anymore. DUI is not serious enough anymore. If you walk down the street tonight and you get beat up by someone here illegally, that is not a priority for ICE, if you can believe it or not. So it's incredible what this administration is doing. So these smuggling groups are no. They know when Joe Biden got elected president, they're back in business. They are making millions of dollars a day with very little consequence because they know this administration has shut ICE down.
The sheriff told us, Tom, that they're getting tips informally from the Customs and Border Protection agents because they know when bad stuff is going down. But when it's agency to agency cooperation, it's basically dead because Washington has said you cannot assist the local authorities. What does that do for CBP morale, for DHS, for ICE, when the big political bosses say you're not allowed to do your job?
Well, the morale is at an all-time low. Look, Border Patrol, they're having a hard time recruiting anybody. They're losing a lot of people, early retirement, just quitting. The men and women didn't join up to be a tourist welcoming center. They joined up to protect our country and secure our border. They're used to arresting people, holding them accountable, and removing them. But that's or prosecuting. That's no longer the game. These guys are sitting there and they're miserable because they've turned Border Patrol stations into welcoming centers. If you look at the Donna facility, just a $700 million facility, what's the big sign when these people walk in that front door? Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the United States. So this administration has no intention of enforcing immigration law. ICE agents, the morale has never seen it worse. It went from the highest I've ever seen it under the Trump administration to the worst I've ever seen it in a matter of a couple of months. So the men and women are frustrated. They can't do the job. They can't keep the promise and the oath they took to enforce the law. They're not allowed to do it. And actually, you know, I'm involved with the Texas lawsuit. I'm involved with the Florida lawsuit. I'm an expert witness in several lawsuits. We're suing the administration saying not only are you ignoring the law,
Tom,
we think you're violating the law.
We're going to share details of everything you're doing next here on America First. Our phone number, 1-833-33-GORKA. Call us, 1-833-334-6752. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain like I was 2 years ago? Doesn't matter what it is, your knee, your ankle, your hip, your shoulder. If you've tried everything else and failed, try Relief Factor. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I am already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Making sense out of today's nonsense, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
From our buddy Alan Bukhari, the tech correspondent at Breitbart.com, Reddit, the very popular social media posting app, is blocking links to Rumble, the First Amendment freedom of speech video platform. They've gone woke as well. Go directly to Rumble today. You can subscribe for free. You can watch the live stream of our show, and you can get all the clips to your heart's content. Go to Rumble. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka right now. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. And also bookmark the show's webpage, sebgorka.com. We are back with former ICE director Tom Homan here on America First. Tom, before we get to the incredible stuff that you're doing, and you're assisting with cases against the Biden administration, would you share your more than 30 years of experience with the government serving this nation? Just the tragedy, the horrors to which the border crisis can lead in terms of human tragedy.
Well, look, like we just talked about a few minutes ago, the smugglers, they threaten these people, and now with with death. I mean, if they speak and give any information, which will lead to someone being charged with a crime, being prosecuted, they threaten their families, and they've actually carried out these threats during Operation Ice Storm. That I was at ICE headquarters, and I was sent to Operation Ice Storm shortly after, it's about 2004, 2005, in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, Operation Ice Storm, it was kind of the epicenter of alien smuggling. So they would bring, they would smuggle them in. They transport them to Phoenix to what we call a load house, a stash house. They put 100, 150 in a house. And from there, they call their relatives up and say, okay, we got your person here. And if they made arrangements to get into Chicago for, let's say, $10,000, they call the family up and say, okay, well, you owe us $15,000. The family says, no, the agreement was $10,000. Well, now it's $15,000. And either you pay it or we'll kill them. And they did. I mean, bodies were piling up in Phoenix. I remember one case where the migrant couldn't pay the fees, the family couldn't pay it, and they murdered them by stabbing them in the face over 20 times. There's another case where they called the family, and the family actually called us, saying their relative is going to be killed because they can't pay this a fee, and let's get the money to them by like midnight tonight, like wiring by Western Union, they kill them. But they were smart. They called us. We got the cell phone number. We traced the phone using modern technology, and we kicked in the doors and rescued that man. When we found him, he was duct taped. His feet were duct taped. His hands were duct taped behind his back, connected to his feet. And his entire head, his face and head were completely wrapped in duct tape. And they had a hole poked in the mouth with a straw in it, and that's how he breathed. He was in that closet for days like that, going to bathroom by himself. And luckily, he was still alive when we got there and rescued him. But if they would call the relatives up and torture the smuggled migrant so the relatives could hear it to force them to pay the fees. Alien smuggling organizations kind of like drug rip-offs. They rip each other off. They found a load house full of 150. Another alien smuggling organization go to that gunpoint, steal the load, take them back to their location because they can make the money. And there's actually a shootout on I-8 where one truck was coming full of illegal aliens. The other organization saw it and wanted them. So a shootout, a running shootout on I-8, which resulted in many deaths. So these smuggling organizations are the most vile animals I've ever dealt with. And I told the story before. You've heard me. I was in charge of Operation No Mercy in Victoria. When I got to the crime scene, I'm standing in the back of a tractor trailer with 19 dead migrants, including a 5-year-old little boy. They all suffocated to death in the back of the tractor trailer with 173 feet. They all stripped down their underwear trying to get some sort of relief. And there's a 5-year-old little boy that suffocated to death in his father's arms. So these cartels don't care about these people. It's all about the money. And that's why you're seeing the videos now. Dropping kids over the wall, abandoning kids in the middle of the desert because they're too slow, they can't make the trip. These are animals, and President Trump got it right when he said they're animals.
In the last minute we have with you, Tom Homan, and the cases you're assisting with right now are trying to get the Biden administration to allow CBP and ICE to do their job. Is that a good summary?
Yeah, we're trying to get the administration to just follow the laws. Laws are enacted by Congress and signed by a president. Until you change the law, let law enforcement officers enforce the law that's on the books.
Yeah. If you don't like the law, change it. But in the meantime, you are preventing the brave men and women who are protecting all of us from doing their constitutionally and code-mandated duty. God bless you, Tom, for doing what you do. The book is Defend the Border and Save Lives. 5 stars on Amazon. Whoa, the trolls failed. 5 stars. Defend the Border and Save Lives, solving our most important humanitarian and security crisis. We're going to have a whole hour-long special devoted to the crisis, Biden's crisis, on the border on my new TV show on Newsmax. And we're going to reach out to Tom to be on that show. Sunday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern. Re-air at 10 p.m. Eastern. Check it out. The Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax. Thank you, Tom. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls on 1-833-33-GORKA. Coming to you from the mobile relieffactor.com studios at 860 a.m. The Answer in Fremont. You know I love my pillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
Happy warriors like Mike. Well, if there isn't the exemplar of a happy warrior in the form of Mike Lindell, I don't know what the word exemplar means. The man who invented my pillow, the pillow I use, my whole team uses, even President Trump uses. They're that good. 51 million sold, and they hate him because he's a conservative. More than 24 corporations trying to destroy my pillow right now by boycotting his products. Send the crazy leftist fascists a message. Order one of more than 100 amazing products directly from his website, MyPillow.com. Use my name and Mike will give you up to 66% off. Yes, that's how much he loves this show and you are, dear listeners. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com. But you've got to use promo code G-O-R-K-A for those massive discounts. How'd you get rich in America? Well, there's the old traditional way. Get educated, get a job, and work hard. Or there's become a Marxist. Yes, indeed. The Daily Caller has an amazing story about one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter and how much she spends just to have a good time in the name of business. This is from Andrew Kerr. So here we go with the details of the way to get rich as a Marxist. The Los Angeles-based jail reform group led by Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Couloras dropped nearly $26,000 for meetings at a luxury Malibu beach resort. The payments were made on behalf of Reform LA Jails by a consulting firm owned by the co-author of Couloras' book, Asha Badel, campaign finance records show. Couloras, a self-proclaimed, quote, trained Marxist, raked in upwards of $20,000 a month, serving as the chair of the Reform LA Jails. A cool $20,000 a month. Guests at the 200-acre resort which they booked for their meetings pay room rates of $600 a night. There's nothing like that, is it? You're reforming America's jails by going to a luxury resort where the rooms cost $600. Payments to the resort were made on behalf of the jail reform group by the consulting firm owned by Bandel, who co-authored Couloras' autobiography entitled When They Call You a Terrorist, a Black Lives Matter Memoir. Review of the organization's social media records show that the group organized multiple events in the year, including a party at actress Jane Fonda's house. Well, of course. I mean, you know, she gave aid and succor to her enemies, so where are you going to go if you're a BLM activist who calls yourself a Marxist? But the Daily Caller was unable to find any public records of the group
holding an event at the Malibu Beach Resort. How strange. And Reform LA jails refused to return any information after requests were made by the journalists. Bandel raked in a cool $260,000 in consulting fees from the Reform LA jails organization. Not bad. Consulting fees, representing more than 18% of the group's total spending for that year. Coulores herself, BLM, Marxist, let me remind you, took home $191,000 from the Reform LA Jails organization. What was their response to calls for information and criticism? Quote, "It is sexist and racist to expect an executive-level black woman to not be paid for their work." Even if they're Marxist, I guess. I think somebody's on the line who may have an opinion. Ray in Livermore, isn't it time we all became Marxists to take home a cool $20,000 a month to reform America's jails?
Neo-Marxists.
Sorry, neo-Marxists. Does that mean you can be rich?
I get my millions first, and then we institute the program of fairness for everybody else. Woke millionaires and billionaires from Silicon Valley welcome you, Dr. G. The Pelosi progressives of San Francisco, or call it Frisco, because they hate it. Call it Frisco. They welcome you, sir. And the Bolsheviks of Berkeley welcome you. You're in my neck of the woods right now, so the Newsom neo-Maoists are putting out their welcome mats for Dr. G today.
Thank you. Really. My family members here say you're not allowed to call it San Fran. Why are you not allowed to? Does that mean I'm a tourist?
They're so snooty. They just are. They just look down their nose at everyone. So just say, hey, I want to go to Frisco today, and just watch them just cringe up, and just the little wrinkles on their nose and their eyes just whittle down. But
if I say Frisco, Ray, does that mean I can't go to the French Laundry for dinner with Gruesome Newsom?
Oh, well, you better check with the gov first, all right? Because he may want you to mask up and distance and all of that. No, these Marxists, as you just said, they I got mine. Now we want equality. You know, Marxism, the new neo-Marxism, is a lot like the green energy movement. The green energy movement cannot build itself. It does not make sufficient energy to even build a single turbine. So it requires the fossil fuel industry to build the green energy. Then it can kill off the fossil fuel energy sector and then continue on its own. And socialism and Marxism, communism is all the same thing. They can't build themselves. They're incapable. So they have to find a whole body, a healthy whole body like the United States, and then attack it and infect it like ticks or, you know, fleas, and just suck the life out of it on the way to their dream of Marxism, which can never be achieved.
Have you met many Marxists in your line of business, Ray?
Not so much in my line of business. I have family members. As Dennis Prager says, they could only believe what they believe because they have a college education. And I run into them quite often, and they just, it's like talking to the kitchen sink, Dr. G. Sometimes it's just not worth your time. You're just not going to change anything. And so not so much in my business. I meet a lot of liberals, good liberals, mistaken and misguided, but good people. But the neo-Marxist of today, they've infected our young people. It's like a virus. It morphs.
It's the virus we really have to worry about. Great to hear your voice. I'm in California. Ray has welcomed me and told me I'm allowed to call it Frisco and see the reaction from the liberals. We're going to continue on exactly this vein with Lance and Mark and the rest of your calls here on America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Relief Factor, are you in pain?
Have you tried everything else only not to find relief? Then you've got to try this 100% drug-free product that has relieved me of my lower back pain for 2 years now. But it's not just me. Listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Find out today for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. What have you got to lose? I tell you, the only thing you've got to lose is the pain. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
America First. Magnificent.
We are in the studios of 860 AM The Answer. Thank you guys for hosting me. Where did that hour go? Absolutely insane. Still got to get to your calls. Thank you, Ray, for calling in. Let's go to Lance. Lance in Ohio. Welcome to America First.
Hey, Dr. G. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was pretty interesting today. I was taking lunch with a coworker of mine. And he was talking about how he thinks that Biden and their administration is doing an absolute great job at the border.
So In what way? What, did you ask him what's great about 6,000 illegals every day?
Well, I simply asked him. I was very polite when I did this. I said, so if the news told you, well, I asked him, I said, so how? He said, well, I heard it from the news. I said, so if the news told you to jump off a bridge tomorrow, would you do it? And believe it or not, he got pretty upset with me. I mean, I thought that was a pretty fair question.
It's a very fair question, Lance. I think you could recommend a certain radio show to him and see what happens after he listens for a week. How about you do that?
Absolutely, will do.
All right, stay on the line. Let's get Lance a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. You can get yours at our new store, sebgorkastore.com. All my books available signed and lots of America First gear so you can proudly show what you think about the greatest nation on God's earth. That's Seb Gorka, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Let's go to New Jersey. Mark, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
And Biden, Harris, and the fake corrupt media will not say the name, mention the name of Jaslyn Adams. She was the innocent 7-year-old girl just murdered in an attempted carjacking at a Chicago McDonald's because Mayor Lightfoot, like de Blasio in New York, is allowing criminals to go free without bail, to commit more crimes, just like in New York City. Doctor, the Dems are hurting the people in these cities, the folks they claim to help. They are hurting them, and this is insanity. And they wonder why tens of thousands of people in my area are fleeing New York. They're getting the heck out because people want safety. I don't care what nationality they are. They want safety for themselves and their families. Thank you, sir.
God bless. Down the line, Mark, let's get Mark a signed copy of Why We Fight. You're absolutely right. And guess who's going to hurt the most? If they continue to defund the police, if they make it impossible for good men and women to join the police forces across this nation, it's going to be those communities, the minority communities, the poor communities who will suffer the most. And I just can't wait for that moment when they talk about Asian hate crimes. Just wait till somebody really releases all the data on who's guilty for the Asian hate crimes in the majority, then we may have that Sputnik moment and America wakes up. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the 860 AM The Answer Studios in Fremont. Stay on this channel.